Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the most non-review show on iTunes. Welcome, everybody. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt. And to my left is my dark room sitting alone, emo hair, all dressed in black, Tiger Taylor. So, Tiger, today we're talking about starting points on Chapter 2, Gary V. Now, Gary V and Tiger are like vinegar and water. Oil and water. Let me say that. Tiger hates Gary V. Now let's get into the show. What's up, man?
Just in my emo gothic stage, and I hate everything right now. I just... All right, so let's back it up a little bit. Don't hate Gary V at all. Actually, I love Gary V. I love Gary V because he's the realest dude out there. He's real. What I love about Gary Vaynerchuk is he's not esoteric. He doesn't paint in broad strokes. He cuts to the point. He cuts to the chase. He answers the direct questions. He even gives true life examples of the way he did it. I did it this way, and he tells you step by step. Here's what I would have done different, step by step. Here's what, you know, I see the next big move is, step by step, versus most of these, what you would call self-help world entrepreneurs do. They're just very esoteric. They paint in broad strokes. They acknowledge the question and answer with something completely different. I love Gary V because he's a real New Yorker to me. Like, I'm a fellow New Yorker that now lives in Oklahoma. He's a real New Yorker. He reminds me of the people I grew up with because he doesn't sugarcoat. He gives it to you exactly the way it is, whether you want to hear it or not. And that's the thing I love about Gary V. Now, let's jump into Chapter 2. Would you like me to read my highlight parts or yours first?
No, let's go ahead and start with the one that hates Gary V the most. Go ahead, man.
Okay, great. So... Chapter 2, I'm going to read the highlight parts because I feel like there's a lot to gain. He drops a lot of wisdom in here. Do you even know how lucky you are? A powerful question. I often say there are two core things that bring people value. One, entertainment. Two, utility. Many internships pay. If you can't find a paying position, consider working pro bono and turn that into a great opportunity. Where was that advice when I was 14? How come that wasn't beat into my head when I was 14 years old to graduating high school? Why wasn't that an option then? I didn't know this. The power of internet, the power of books, the power of podcasts, the power of YouTube now lets you know that. You kids in the next generation growing up, the 14-year-old that could be listening to this, that's your golden ticket right there. Don't want to work for free? Well, it seems to me that if you've been struggling to get a job for 3 or 4 months, it's a lot more productive than sitting around doing nothing. I mean, who's paying you to do that? Take a pro bono half day and place where you can pick up skills, network, learn your craft, and get an employer's attention. Unless you are literally sending out resumes and interviewing 18 hours per day, you've got time to volunteer your professional talent somewhere. Find a place where you think you can make doors open and put your skills into action. We have become too entitled. Go out and earn that job. You're surely experienced this type of buyer's remorse after making a big decision. That's something we all need to know. We're not alone in that thought. At some point, however, you've got to hike up your big boy pants, accept the decision you've made, and move on. Trust your judgment. So long as you don't shy away from making decisions, as long as you aren't content to sit and dither, you will never be left with zero. Be grateful you're lucky enough to have many options. It's a blessing and a half. So it seems to me that success, my success in particular, And I suspect most people's success in general is a well-balanced blend of luck, DNA, confidence, and hustle. There are going to be some hard words. These are going to be some hard words for you to hear. I don't like this. He's very upfront with that. He tells you at the start of this paragraph. These are going to be some hard words for some of you to hear. Review yesterday's podcast. We beat this one into the dirt. If you have a full-time job, you're not an entrepreneur. I strongly, strongly disagree. If you are born to be an entrepreneur, you will not be able to breathe for more than 10 minutes in a real job. I hate my job. I feel like I'm suffocating. I am treading water every day. But I have a wife and 3 kids to provide for. I know that Matt and Tiger BLS will turn into something. I believe that we have a product. I believe that we have a brand. I believe in what we're doing and what we're trying to teach. I believe in this product. I work a full-time job, 50 hours plus a week. But in my free time, I am reading, learning, believing, and podcasting to you guys. It might take an extra decade, but I will build this into a brand with Matthew. Mark my words, Gary V. If you've been going along fine for a few years in a full-time job and not had the urge to gnaw your leg off like a fox caught in a trap, you're probably doing what you're supposed to be doing. I don't know anybody that applies to. I've never met anyone besides my grandmother who says they loved every minute of their job. She was a nurse. But if you're between the ages of 18 and 29 and you're miserable, you believe in your bones you've got what it takes to run your own show, go do it. Matthew found a YouTube video 6 months ago, he can tell you the name of it when he gets to this portion, where Gary V says he doesn't care if you're 7, 17, or 71. It's never too late to be an entrepreneur. How dare you, Gary V, put, if you're between the ages of 18 and 29 and you're miserable and you believe in your bones that you've got what it takes to run your own show, go do it. Do it now while the only person you have to worry about is you. I understand that because I do have the family. But I can do both. I will do both. I will be successful at this as long as I have my partner, Matthew, giving it 100%. I'm giving it 100%. Matt and Tiger BLS will be something. Learn to communicate your value proposition. Engage with your customers. Find mentors. Go work for free under people who can show you the rope and serve as a point of contact when you need it. Learn to hustle and to taste the game. Put yourself in a position to win. You can read as many books as you like. But they're not going to make you an entrepreneur. There is no try, only do. Stop waiting for the perfect moment to jump because it will never come. I have, in past episodes, harped at Matthew. You can read as many books as you like, but they're not going to make you an entrepreneur. There's a time to stop reading books and apply. That time is now. Quite frankly, it would be irresponsible to walk away from your steady income unless you have enough in savings, a trust fund, rich parents, or some kind of cushion to help you maintain your lifestyle for at least 2 years after you begin your new journey. Absolutely agree with that 100%. It's one thing for you to willingly eat Vienna sausages every night for a year. It's not okay to put your kids in that position. If you've gotten to a point in your life where you can ditch everything and follow your dreams, being a hobbyist can often give you the best of both worlds. One of the hardest things about making your dream or small business or blog or whatever is just doing it. Taking the first step can often be the only thing standing in your way because once you start getting shit done, the momentum just carries you forward. There's no doubt that taking the first step can be terrifying. Would you be afraid if you knew no one was watching? What really scares people is not the fear of failure, but failing in front of people who matter. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, if that's what you really, really want, you cannot give a shit about what other people think about you, not even your parents. I won't lie. People will criticize you. That's how I feel right now. I look at Gary V as a mentor. I don't know him personally, but he puts enough content out there for free for us and books, too, that you can purchase that I believe he is a mentor of mine. And at this moment when he tells me that I'm not between the ages of 18 and 29, I don't give a shit what he thinks. I'm going to push, I'm going to hustle, and I'm going to make this dream come true because I want it as bad as I want to breathe. You surround yourself with people who are going to stand by you and encourage you and get back up, not keep you down. That's Matthew Waits. Matty Moe is my rock. Maybe you are delusional. Maybe you need to talk to other people in your ecosystem and find out what they have to say. If they concur with your mom, they think twice about your ambition. If they're supportive and tell you that and be sincere, they should help boost your confidence. Most important thing you have to ask yourself, do you really believe in you? If you believe you're an entrepreneur, then no one else's opinion really matters. Exactly, Gary Vay. Believe, learn, succeed. BLS. How do you take someone from maybe to yes? How do you make them buy in? You don't. I don't try to convert anyone. I speak only to those who are already converted, and you should do the same. Apply your time and energy to where there's fertile ground. It might take a lot of work to find your customer base, but it sure beats wasting your breath on people who are never going to help you out. I promise you, the more you reach out, the more opportunities and new connections will arise. Put in an extra 1-2 hours every day to go beyond what you've already been looking. It'll be worth it. That's how I feel about BLS. Everybody always has something to offer. but instead of asking them to do something for me, I ask what I can do for them. I learned that from Matthew Waits. He always tells me in interviews, don't ask what they can do for me, ask what I can do for them. So when you assess the 50 people you want to reach, you need to look at them and understand their vulnerabilities to see where you might get them a discount. If they don't have those vulnerabilities, figure out how to provide disproportionate value by listening and asking directly. Who do you pitch to? Whomever you need at the moment. Every single decision you make in your business life needs to be strategic. To get those first 10 customers, you have to grind. Just roll up every single person in the world who might possibly buy your stuff and ask them to buy your stuff. That's the car sales business approach. Don't be afraid to ask for the sale. You want it, ask for it. Your goal is to become one of those leaders who are automatic go-tos. So you have to get over your resentment of the competition, realize you don't have, or you haven't done crap to establish your brand. The way to overcome that is to deliver great and start creating word of mouth. That's what we do here at BLS. We hope you tell a friend, and for sure don't rate us and review us on iTunes. A lot of first-time entrepreneurs try driving margins and profit very early on. I do not. Why? Because you can always drive your profits, but there's a small window in which to focus on the top line. If you take too long to grow, someone else is going to come along and eat you up. Ideas are shit. Execution is the name of the game. Just make it happen. The real reason why you will stop is not that you don't have time or money, but that it's hard. To be a successful entrepreneur, you have to be an optimist. You don't see obstacles, you see opportunities, which is not to say the grind isn't for optimists too. It is, they just like it. If you don't, maybe you're not cut for entrepreneurship. You have to be self-aware and honest about your weaknesses and find someone who can make up for them. Do you have traffic, followers, content, engagements, brands? If you don't care, brands don't care if you're 14, 41, or 4,000 years old, as long as you show results. They underestimate you at first, but numbers don't lie, and neither do I. Taking a first step forward is one of the hardest parts of the process. The key is to make sure you look at your idea from lots of different angles and ask the important questions. I have Matthew as a springboard. Use your low-margin items to drive your business, then use those pennies to invest in advertising and build from there. I think a lot of people go into business for themselves, underestimating how hard it really is to make your dreams come true. I see many millennials doing great things, but I also see a lot of making one mistake in particular that I think is making you dangerously vulnerable, and it's this. You're building businesses that only work during the best-case market scenarios. The best business people aren't just good pace-time generals. They're fierce wartime generals, too. Without sales, you've got nothing. Be ready for every possible outcome. There's got to be a sweet spot in your growth where money and happiness are aligned. If you get an interview, go in and know who you are and spend your time talking about how you can bring value to the brand, company, or department. Do what you must to make sure you meet all the requirements to graduate and focus your time on building your brand. That is answering a question. A kid says, how can I converge my vision of being a YouTuber with my parents' vision of me getting a university degree? It's amazing. Do what you want. Make sure you meet all the requirements to graduate and focus the rest of your time on building your brand. That's me with a full-time job spending the rest of my time. I do just enough at work to do my work. And then the rest of my time, I'm grinding for Matthew and Tiger BLS. Because if I'm totally honest, I was always sure I would win. I love the confidence. That is Gary Vee's closing line of that chapter. Belief. Belief, belief, belief. Believe you can do it. That is books, life, and stuff. Believe, learn, succeed. I was always sure I was going to win. Matthew, take over.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Tiger just went through the whole book. So catch us Wednesday on Matt Tiger BLS. Everybody, have a good night.
Good night.
No, Tiger is absolutely right. And whenever Gary ends the chapter and he says believe, he's basically just saying the rest of the stuff he talks about is bullshit, because if you believe it, you can achieve it, okay? So no matter what your age. So ask Gary V. Hashtag ask Gary V, chapter 2, starting out. So in this chapter, first let me talk about, so in chapter 1 we talked about clouds and dirt. Tiger, did you add those nuggets from last week's chapter to this week? Let me start off with that question.
Actually, yes. And let me tell you something that you taught me. This isn't anyone else. Anytime I do these book reviews, and this is something we promised you guys we would do back in our YouTube days, which we are going back to. So be sure and find us on YouTube at Matt and Tiger BLS on YouTube. May 1st, we're going back to that because maybe that's a better platform for you guys. Matt will be able to show off his knowledge of fashion, so his Style Sunday shows will be a little better for you guys. He can hold up, show examples, show what he's wearing. Anyways, I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. But Matthew has taught me to start journaling every day. So what I did is I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought a really nice journal. And I name each one of my journals the books that I review here on this show because I review so in depth. Whenever I read a book myself just for fun, How to Win Friends, Influence People, I don't highlight and underline and do all this stuff and put asterisks by paragraphs. I don't do all that. I do for this show because to me it's work. I want to know that I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's. So for this, I take it very serious. And anything that I highlight or put quotes or put an asterisk by or underline, I write in my journal and I name it Gary V, hashtag Ask Gary V book. And I start with chapter one from the first one and I explain how I felt, why it affected me, and then what it says verbatim. So once this book is done, I can review my journals in 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, and pass it on to my children because there is knowledge in books. And I'm telling you right now, knowledge is power. Reading books is the lost art. It is the forgotten art. You can get so much further in life by being willing to read. These people like Gary Vaynerchuk take their thoughts, ideas, and opinions. They put them in books, and they sell them to you, and you can apply that, and you can emulate their success, or better yet, top their success. You have to be willing to read. So on this show, we do it for you. And then out of this, I took Matthew's idea, and I journal my books. It's very neat. Sorry, long-winded answer, but I'm so fired up.
I'm glad to hear you're fired up, my friend. So I only got a few things out of chapter two. I kind of liked it, and I kind of didn't, because to me, he was wishy-washy. He didn't really have a thing. He was saying it's too late for you, but then again, if you go 6 months later to a vlog that's called 6 minutes for the next 60 years of your life. He talks about it's never too late. And you can also go back on iTunes and review and listen to our last podcast that we talk about it and rate and review us there. Now, the first thing that stood out to me is how long is too long for a physical, responsible entrepreneur to stay in a full-time job? Well, until you feel it's safe to disappear from that job. At what point do you have to accept that it's not going to happen, and is it ever too late to start? No, it's never too late to start. Like we said yesterday, you can start where you're at. That's my thing. From my viewpoint, it's never too late to start. You can start where you're at and start with what you have. Now, right now, for example, me and my wife are trying to start a company, and it's going to be really hard, but right now we're starting to study. And we're starting to educate ourselves in our community so that we can take the next step in 2 years that we plan on doing it. You have, right now, a great opportunity. We live in the world where you literally have the world at your fingertips. You can become a great marketer. You can become a great online salesman, a salesperson. You just have to start taking the steps. You have to work from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day to make your dream happen, but it's worth it to live. Your dream is worth it, but not to live in a job where you're going to die. Just like Tiger reiterates many times, is that we're not living in the age where you stay at a job and you get your gold watch and you retire with a pension. That's bullshit. You owe it to yourself to live the life that you want, and you can start right now. Now, Gary Vee stated that if you have a full-time job, you're not an entrepreneur. I disagree with that. This is something that you have to decide. Like I said, it's up to you to work harder on yourself than you do at your job. And it's up to you to work hard at your dream. Now, we all do need jobs. We all do need the income, especially if you're supporting a family and four kids that's not even yours, Tiger Taylor. You have to do it. That's something you have. Just like yesterday, we talked about people that over the age of 30 that became successful. And I want you to have a career. I want you to have a dream. I don't want you to have a job. To me, a job is a dead end. Tiger, whenever I say career, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? What does a career look like for you?
Passion. Okay. It's me following my passion every day. Follow my passion. If you believe and you learn what you can and you follow your passion, success is bound to follow. Because if you're passionate about something, you will be successful at it. When you're successful, monetary inflation will come from your success. So passion breeds success. Success brings monetary. Okay? That's how you do it. You don't think, how can I make a lot of money? How can I substantially grow my money? You can't worry about that. You have to think, what do I love? What am I passionate about? Then you believe that you can do it. Learn all you can about it. And the monetary will come from that. Don't worry about what's going to make you rich. Worry about what you love.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you're going to get lost. Your provisions, your money is going to start chasing after you. That's what I want. I want the money to chase after me. I don't want to have to chase after the money. Now, in Chapter 2, he says, stop waiting for the perfect moment and jump. Because the perfect moment will never happen. Steve Harvey says it's best. You can always look up Steve Harvey. Very inspirational guy. He has a big story. And he said it best whenever you have to jump, that is when your wings start to grow and you can fly. When you jump out of the nest, when you don't know anything else and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to take a leap of faith. I'm just going to do it. This is what I'm supposed to do in life. The fear of failing, like Gary Vee talked about and Tiger talked about, is going to be there. We're going to fail no matter what, but it's only failure if you quit. That's it. If you quit, then it's considered failure. But if you don't quit, it's considered a teachable moment. So you can either learn or you can fail.
I love that because I was going to say, when is it considered a failure? But I love that.
When?
Way to wrap that up. I love it.
It's considered a failure when you quit. You can either fail or you can learn. It's up to you.
Whew.
Please take time to check out our last episode. We go ham on Gary Vee. Gary Vee, I'm sorry. I love you. But I give this chapter literally a 5 out of 10.
Yes. I'm going to give it I'm going to only give it like a 4. I like a lot of the things he says. But the reason why I give it so low is I don't like the negative connotation that you get from reading. I don't like how if you're not careful, if you're impressionable, you don't have to believe it. If you don't have that rock solid rock star Muhammad Ali, Conor McGregor, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant belief in yourself already, I feel like the weak or the new could be deterred by some of Gary's advice in this chapter. I believe he could hurt a young entrepreneur that doesn't have a belief in himself yet, that doesn't really know what he's doing, or someone that's just passing by and dipped their head into this book would be like, oh, you know what? I'm too old. I'm past 29 years old. I'm just going to get that factory job now. I'm going to work there for 20 years. When I retire, I'll have a pension and a gold watch, but I work in a paper mill for 20 years. So I feel like that's the message some people will take out of this. I don't like that. So I ding him pretty hard on that. But he warns us in the beginning, this is going to be hard for some of you guys to hear. It's hard to hear because it's bad advice. It wasn't well thought out. What is well thought out is the video cast that you found 6 months later where he says you can be 7, 17, or 71. Now that's positive. That's going to grow people. That's going to push people to that next limit to become the next big entrepreneur. Please review back to the show yesterday where Matthew finds a list of people who are in their 40s and 50s before they got their stuff together and became a real entrepreneur. But, you know, Stan Lee, to name a few. Stan Lee, who else was it? Just to name like
Sanders,
two or
Mary Kay.
Vera Wang.
We had a list of we had a list of 15 people just right off the bat. We did research on Samuel L. Jackson, Colonel Sanders, the guy, I can't remember his name, but the guy that started McDonald's, Mary Kay, Vera Wang, J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, all that good stuff. Just go back and check us out. Trust me, you know, you will be happy that you did.
Yeah, there's so much great insight. It doesn't matter your age. And you know what? Matthew and I have talked about this a lot in the past as well, is don't let other people define you. Far too often in our life, we let people define us. We let people tell us what we are, what we're good at, what we're bad at. You define yourself. The term entrepreneur is a definition. Only you can prevent forest fires or define yourself. No one can tell you what you are or you're not. You just simply are or you're not. Gary Vee does not decide who is an entrepreneur. You decide if you're an entrepreneur. And I think he would agree with that. Because later he comes out with that video cast that Matt found. He articles you 6 minutes for the next 60 years of your life. He comes out and says it doesn't matter if you're 7, 17, or 71. So I just, you know, it's okay to change your opinion. You know, maybe when Gary wrote this book, he felt that way. By the time the book was wrote, he did that thing, that 6 minutes for the next 60 minutes of your life. Maybe by the time he wrote that, he realized, oh, man, you know, age is not important. I was wrong. We all have the right to change our opinion. We all have the right to change our thoughts. That is just our right. So maybe that's what he did. And you know, we're harping on it. But you know what? We're harping on it because the young people listening or the confused middle-aged man is listening or, you know, the new people who aren't even in this field, but they dipped in just to listen to this podcast or buy the book. We just want to reassure them. Only you define yourself. That's your right. No one can define you but yourself. Not Gary Vee. Nobody else. You. So find the belief. Find the system. You're worth it. Give it a shot. If you ever had a wild dream, then make sure you're in the right place to do it. I do believe what Gary says. If you don't have 2 years of savings, what are you doing? You know? And I also agree with Gary. Right. He also says have a backup plan. Have a plan B. Don't go in just gun swinging, man. Matt wants to open a business. He says 2-year plan. That's, people say 2 years, well, that's forever. But it's also smart. You know? Why don't we quit our jobs and just focus on BLS so we can lose everything in our life? We're working on BLS. Believe us. Trust us on that. There's that belief again. Believe us. We're passionate about what we're doing. We're just taking this smart approach. So I give this a 4.5 because of the negative connotation in it, the confusion. But he does have a lot of good things. You guys heard how much I was highlighter happy in this chapter. I found that he gave a lot of good examples on other things. I was happy to read this chapter. I was happy to read the book. I'm happy to review it for you guys. And I hope Gary Vee don't hate us. I told Matthew today, Matthew is the one that turned me on to Gary Vee. Matthew is the Gary Vaynerchuk fan. And I said, Matt, he's going to hate us after this podcast. He's never going to come on the show. He's never going to want to hear what we have to say. He's never going to give us the time of day. Because he's going to feel like we're crapping all over his book. And Matt said, yeah, man, or he's going to respect our honesty. And I said, yeah.
Yep.
I said, well, maybe we should just lie. Maybe we should just say it's the best book we've ever read. Maybe we should just say, you know, I've never touched a better book. And he said, no, because Gary's either going to like us for our honesty or, you know what, he will get a little upset with us, you know. It doesn't mean we don't like him. If he blasts us out on Twitter tonight and says he hates us and we're the worst book reviewers in the world, we will still blindly follow him, you know, because he is a mentor to us. He does have better insight than us. He does know more than us. He has taken businesses from $3 million to $10 million. He does have an eye for social media, but he just cannot define me. I will not allow him to define me, no matter how much I like him or his insights. He will not define me. He will not define you. I will not define you. You will not define me. We define ourselves. So that's all I got to say about the book.
I love it. That was absolutely great.
So I want to talk about something real fast.
Okay.
Conor McGregor got kicked off of the UFC 200 card because he is in Iceland training, and he told Dana White, hey, I don't, because, you know, he's the big show. He says, I don't want to do all the press conference. I'm not going to come. And Dana White says, everybody's, it's not an option. Everyone's coming. You either come or you're off the card. He said, yeah, whatever. I'm not coming. Dana White removed him from UFC 200. He just tweeted out about 6 or 7 hours ago now, he's officially retired from the sport of MMA.
Nice. I think that's going to be a big mistake because the press conferences, to me, is that's the moneymaker. That's how we're going to get the publicity. That's how we're going to sell tickets. You better hype this thing up. And if you're not selling tickets, then you don't have a job.
Sure. Sure. You know, Gary says, first thing, you have to sell. You have to learn the art of the sell. And that's what Conor feels he's too big to do right now. I don't have to sell these fights. And you guys worry about selling it. I'll just show up and fight. But it doesn't work that way.
Right, and that's where you lost.
Yep. Absolutely. So I wanted to get your take on that.
Absolutely. No, that's it. I would do the exact same thing. If you're not going to show up, then you might as well just go ahead and sit in the back seat. I know someone else that would love that publicity, and we could sell tickets. I'm not. You're not my meal ticket, my friend.
Oh, you are not the show. And that's the thing that you and I once talked about. You said, I'm not a big fan of Conor McGregor. You said, I don't really like the guy, to be honest with you. And I said, really?
I like
you don't
his style,
really like
but I don't like him.
No. You said, I like his style. Yep. You said, I like his style. I dig it. Likes the garden, Joe Dirt.
Dig it. But, yeah, I think he's just too cocky. And, you know, he's been doing this a while. I give him credit. But I just don't think he should be cocky enough to be where he is. You know what I'm saying? He's too big for his britches, basically.
Sure.
Yeah, you've been doing this a while. You really haven't really proved yourself over the amount of time that 3, maybe 5 to 6 years you should be champion, you know, battle back and forth like a Ric Flair. Woo! But
woo!
I just don't know, man. He just got too big too quick, and the only way to do, the only place to go is to the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, what's the Bible say? Pride goeth before the fall?
Pride goes before the fall, my friend. Pride goes before the fall. And he was great. I loved listening to some of his stuff, but he just, if he's going to be that way, you can't sell tickets, then bye, bro. This is business.
Hey, bro, this is business.
Yeah,
my homie Gary,
if you ain't selling tickets, if you ain't talking money, I don't want to talk.
Ooh, I'll call you back. Guys, do it.
But
a
yeah,
favor.
What would you
get out there?
What would you do? To me,
I would have done the same.
To me, if Dana White said, you know what, hey Matt, you're a headliner. Let's go out here and do some press conferences. I would push my T-shirts. I would push this. I'd push that. I'd push my shoes. I'd push anything and everything. Be pushing the fight.
Sure. Well, you know why, though? It's because you would be happy to be there. You would respect what got you to the dance. You would hone that craft.
Right.
You would be grateful for the money that they've made you and you've made them. You would be grateful for the opportunity. We would handle things from a dose of humble. You know,
do you want to know why?
Because we've never made
it. Because
we
fell in love with the process.
Ooh, I like that. Hashtag best line ever. But what I want
to by the way,
yeah,
just real quick, I wanted to say thank you so much for not having a total stranger on our show today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
I knew you were going to say that, but I'm a little sad because everyone's welcome on the Matt and Tiger BLS show. We have a chat option, so we were wishing that you would be in the chat line tonight. Matthew always has that open. There's also, if you watch this show, if you watch this show live on the internet using Firefox or whatever you use, Internet Explorer, there's the 800 number at the top of the show. Toll free, we wish you would call in or tweet, Instagram, or Snapchat it. We look forward to hearing from you guys. Remember, May 1st, we will no longer do this podcast. We've got to evaluate and you know, pro and con everything you're doing. We've been doing this podcast now for multiple months. We've never had anyone go on iTunes and rate and review us yet. The platform we're using is a little squirrely. We can't get a real count. So we're going to go back to Skyping, recording them, and posting them to YouTube. So look for us May 1st on there. Matt, could you tell everybody what BLS stands for? And end with beautiful, classic Matthew Waite quote.
Well, tonight I want to talk to you from the heart. So every once in a while, we envy of what everyone else has. And Gary Vee said that if you're 29, you might as well just give up. But to me, you should use other people's success as inspiration. Believe that if they can do it, you can do it. In your own way, you can do it. You can be great with whatever gift you may have. Maybe you won't be a millionaire, a lawyer, a doctor, an entrepreneur, a movie star, a fighter. But there is something that is inside of you. And you must believe in that gift. And that gift is perfect for you.
Ooh.
Believe you can. Learn everything you can. And then succeed will definitely follow. As for me, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest. And to my left is my beautiful Gary V. Hayton, Tiger, fully loaded Italian, Taylor. Good night, everyone.
Gary, we love you. Straight from New York. Live from New York. We're out of here. Don't sue us, Saturday night.
No, he still hates you, Gary. Love you, bye.